It's hard to believe it's 20 years since Big Brother first aired on TV. Fans of the show have been enjoying a trip down memory lane over the last couple of nights on E4. They've been showing the best shows ever. And one man who's been a constant throughout the entire series, from Channel 4 to Channel 5, is Marcus Bentley. He's the voice of Big Brother and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Marcus.
Day one on the Big Red Duffy Show. Hiya.
Your work here is done, Marcus. That's it. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's just that voice. It's so iconic. Your voice is so iconic, Marcus.
Oh, thank you. I like to think so. You know, my missus says so. So you know, I take it.
Does she get you to do the voice at home?
She does. She tells me to shut up most of the time, but that's another story, you know.
Yeah. So you were there from the start. And of course, way back then, it was been promoted as a social experiment. Wasn't that what they called it, a social experiment?
Yeah, they did. And they got me in, but they had me sitting over. They said, oh, Marcus, you're too Geordie. Could you just bring it back a bit? In fact, I want no inflection whatsoever. So I think I got quite stressed out the first series, thinking, I just want to be me. Uh-huh. And then after that, I could sort of have my own social experiment so I could sort of be myself.
Yes.
And strange days, because I don't think they knew what they were doing, but they didn't know what they had. And then sort of about 5 weeks into Big Brother, what with Nasty Nick's shenanigans, it just went absolutely crazy, and then bang, we're still talking about it today. And as you say, the best ever shows are shown on E4 at 9 o'clock every weeknight. Yeah. Or well, actually Sunday to Thursday.
Right, bring us back then. What were you doing before it started?
I'm an actor.
Right, okay.
I haven't said that for a while because I don't feel like an actor these days. The same as like when I first started, I didn't feel like a voiceover guy. So I did quite well at the start of leaving drama school about 92. I did, you know, in The Bill, London's Burning, and then lots of theatre, some nice tasty commercials. And then I had nothing. It went I might start trying to do some voiceovers. And then about 98, I got a voiceover agent. And then I was doing really well doing that. And then come 2000, they were looking for a voice of Big Brother, for Big Brother, this new show that I hadn't heard of it really. Mm. There was a rumbling in the air. And then they liked my voice, the producers, and then they asked me to do a few bits. And I didn't find out for a couple of years that the commissioning editor for Channel 4 just loved the way I said the word chickens. And that got me the gig. Now, you've got to start somewhere. They've got to choose somebody. And thank goodness they put chickens in that first house.
Say it again. Say it again. Say chickens.
Again. That's how I say chickens. So, right, you know, okay. That's probably how you say it too. So.
Chickens, yeah. Why didn't I get the job?
Exactly. Yes, why? Yeah. It just happens to be in the right place at the right time.
And Marcus, were regional accents common enough on telly back then, or was that a gamble for them?
I once went to this voiceover convention when people were thanking me. I said, hang on, you know, the thing is, it is better, you know. And you sort of, there's quite a few Scots on TV.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, there was certainly nobody from the Northeast doing, you know, voiceovers. There was the famous people, of course, like Anne and Dec were around, yes, and all that type of thing. But and Tim Healy and all that type of thing. But yeah, I think we sort of broke down a few doors. I mean, I worked independently after that for Channel 4 as a continuity announcer from 2001 to 2010. And they had a whole range of voices, and they were quite famous for it. In fact, I think they had about 40% Irish voices on there, which is remarkable. So, you know. Good old Channel 4.
And you were saying there earlier on that they were trying to change at the start. They employed you because you said chicken in a certain way, and then they wanted to speak differently.
You got producers. I was chosen, and then I guess people going, oh, you're sure this is going to go down very well, you know. And of course, you've got to be clear, you've got to enunciate, yes. And you know, and there's that big worry, isn't it, that people don't tune into your accent, that they're going to miss things, and I guess they had so many people looking over their shoulders. Now, we had it came from Holland, Big Brother, and literally that first Big Brother series, we were doing it from studios in Bow in East London. And we literally had a whole team of Dutch people looking over the British, their British counterparts, telling them what to do. So I imagine that was part and parcel for it. Nasty Nick came out of the Big Brother house, and he was horrible. He said about me, he said, his voice is more suited to a documentary on a sewage farm. So he was pretty nasty. Do you know what? I met him and became friends with him years later. Yeah. We lived around the corner from each other in Kent. And he messaged me one day, and then we started hanging out, and then he went and ended up going to Australia, and I haven't seen him since. Okay. But he was a nice fella. He wasn't nasty at all.
Of course, our Anna Nolan was runner-up that first year.
Well, she was lovely. I was thinking the other day
still
that
is lovely.
I think she probably would have won it if Craig Phillips hadn't basically confronted Nasty Nick and sort of saved the day, as it were. But yeah, Anna was an absolute star. I mean, there's a famous British writer called Jonathan. I've gone blank. Sorry, but his best mates. He's the writer of loads of famous things, but that famous Kathy Burke, and they were saying that they were mates with Kathy Burke, and Kathy Burke and him were really good mates with Anna when they first came out of the Big Brother house, and they used to go off drinking and partying together. So yeah, I mean, I think the thing with Anna is that everybody loved her. She was her background was unique at the time. She was, if I remember rightly, she was gay, and she was an ex-nun.
You're right.
Which and so that was just fascinating. Plus,
yeah. And she's gone on to be, she's presented TV here, and now she works in TV in development.
She's carved out a nice
career for herself. I was just looking there, Marcus, there's been 20 Irish people. I would have...
20
over the years, so nearly one a year, really.
Well, that's good. And of course, Brian Dowling, he was, I mean, he won it. And then he won the ultimate Big Brother, which was the sort of the swan song on Channel 4. And so and of course, he became a presenter for a couple of years.
Yeah,
and he's still doing really well now, presenting various things. And he's such a lovely, charming and interesting person. And
very,
I mean, just think back in the day, again, his sort of thing was he was a gay air steward. Or in fact, I think if I remember rightly, he actually came out on the show, which was also a first. So
yes.
Big Brother always there with the first, and that seems a little bit trite now because of our acceptance of the public's acceptance of gay
as
people.
As it should be.
It should be. And
Marcus,
it's Common Garden. And
so you were there. You saw them all go through. Because do you see them, or do you do the voiceovers blind?
Well, of course, I do see them, but I sort of do the voiceovers blind, but I'm on site every day and I watch them. I mean, I don't do them to picture because I pretty much know what I do. So sort of so-and-so comes to the dining room, so-and-so's in the bedroom saying something they wouldn't like their mother to know or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, so it's pretty much sort of to formula, but I do get to see it. Yeah. I do get to sort of write my own scripts, or at least helping them.
Yeah.
And so I'm sort of that in a minor way, a part of the creative process. Well, Big Brother isn't even on at the moment. These are repeats. So,
but it will come back. Will it come back? Do you think?
Well, I haven't got a crystal
ball.
But I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty unique format. It gets labelled in with other supposedly similar shows, but there's nothing like Big Brother. It's out there and unique, and I think it sort of holds a mirror up to the world and says, have a look at yourself. And I think it's a very, very interesting... I mean, it was described by on BBC Radio 4 the other day as the most important TV program in history, bar none.
Right.
And it's because of those things, because of the issues, because of the talking points. And
I suppose it saw the birth of reality TV, which has changed the landscape
absolutely.
Of television.
Absolutely. Obviously, and lots of different segues. And, I'm very happy to hear that. So
has anybody recognised you from your voice? Have you been asked to do anything odd, strange over the years?
Well, the strangest thing I ever got asked to do, and I had to do it, I got an email about 5 years ago from a lady who, sadly, her mother was dying. And she said, "Hi, Max, I'm really sorry to bother you, but my mother is very ill. She's dying, and she's got a wicked sense of humour, and she's also a massive Big Brother fan. And she has asked, "Would you record, Alison? You have been evicted from planet Earth. Please leave immediately." And I recorded that, and apparently, you know, I didn't follow it up, but the idea was at that point, her coffin would roll past the curtain into the fiery furnace, and I thought, oh my goodness, that is a strange thing. But I had to do it, and I thought, good on you, Alison, and your wicked sense of humour.
And good on you for cooperating.
Oh, thank you. You're a dying lady's wish, so I'd have to,
So what's going on in your life, Marcus Bentley?
Well, I've just moved to Bristol. I've lived in Kent in the southeast for 30 years, and having spent the previous 20 years up in the northeast, and so I'm just sort of a new chapter in my life, and I'm still doing voiceovers. Before the lockdown, I was thinking of getting back into sort of theatre and things like that, getting my mugshots done and things like that. And during lockdown, I've been surprisingly busy. I've been doing various voiceovers. I did one the other week, for example, for a national health series on mental health, which was very rewarding. It's very nice to sort of help out.
Yeah.
And of course, I've done all my Big Brother stuff, so which has been sort of non-stop for the past sort of 3 weeks, with lots of promos, adverts, little continuity bits for E4 and Channel 4. So I've loved it. It's almost
busy.
Like a real, genuine Big Brother has started. So, you know.
Right. Well, listen, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
Oh, Ray, it's a pleasure, mate. All the best.
Will you sign off there? I'll play your music. Here we go. Go on.
Ray, you have been evicted. Please leave the studios immediately.
Good luck.
Not really.
See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.